Maestro Brandeis.
Brandeis. The Czech band Bluesberry devoting a song to the town of Brandeis nad Labem. Hello and thanks for staying tuned for Spotlight. Today we're in Brandeis nad Labem, Stará Boleslav, just northeast of Prague. As you may have noticed, this place has a rather long name, the longest in the country in fact, and that's because it actually used to consist of two separate towns, Brandeis nad Labem and Stará Boleslav. While Brandeis was first founded as a market village sometime around 1300, Stará Boleslav is about 400 years older and dates back to the Middle Ages. It is one of the most important places of pilgrimage for Czech Catholics, as this is where the country's patron saint Wenceslas was murdered and where an important icon of the Virgin Mary called the Palladium is on display. But we have already had numerous reports about this place of pilgrimage, so today we'll focus on another of the town's main landmarks, Brandeis Chateau. If the building's walls could talk, I'm sure they would have shared some of the juiciest secrets of Europe's greatest kings and emperors with us, as the chateau has been a place of residence for personalities like Rudolf II, Holy Roman Empress Maria Theresa, and Alexander I of Russia. The first written record of Brandeis Chateau dates back to 1304. It was originally built as a fortress by the Michalovich nobility and stayed in the family's possession until 1420. Some of its Gothic elements from that time are still visible today, such as the decorative bay window in the northern wall. By the time King Ferdinand I of Habsburg, who later became Holy Roman Emperor, took over the building in 1547, it had undergone reconstruction and was transformed into a castle that became one of the most popular places of residence for the region's kings and emperors. Milan Novák is the head of the castle administration, as well as the town's Department of Culture and Tourism.
Brandeis Castle was, from the time of the first emperor, the Ferdinand I, very famous, and they liked to come here for hunting. Brandeis nad Labem was typical summer and hunting seat, and it was not far away from Prague. Then there are some of the mystic things, because in Stará Boleslav, there's a second part of the town, exists the biggest Czech tradition of St. Václav, St. Wenzel. It's very connected with the second Christian tradition, is a tradition of Palladium of the Czech lands. And the whole centuries, the emperors has been connected with both traditions, because they was not only Austrian emperors and the emperors of the Central European monarchy, but they was also Czech kings.
The castle's golden age is believed to have been in the late 16th and early 17th centuries, under the rule of Rudolf II. The Holy Roman Emperor and King of Bohemia, who made the chateau his primary residence outside of Prague.
The period of the government of Rudolf II was the most important and most famous time of Brandeis Castle. It was the top of the Renaissance history. Rudolf II has been using Castle of Brandeis and also the forests around the Brandeis very often. At that time, Brandeis was very nice. The garden of Brandeis Castle was very famous, was one of the best gardens in Europe at that time. But then, in the time of 30 Years' War, Brandeis and also the buildings in garden has been destroyed. So now we have only a little documents of the time of Rudolf II.
Following the end of the 30 Years' War, Emperor Charles VI continued to travel to Brandeis to hunt. On some occasions, he was accompanied by his daughter Maria Theresa, who later became successor to his throne.
Maria Theresa visited the castle of Brandeis several times, but the main moment for her life and for her future life was in 1723, when she visited Brandis Castle together with her father, the Emperor Karl VI, before his coronation for the Czech king in Prague. And it was the day when she, at first time, met her husband, Franciscus Stefan of Lothringen, and it was the very important moment for her future life.
It was Emperor Francis I who hosted one of the most momentous meetings at Brandis during the time of the Napoleonic Wars.
One of the important moments was the meeting of the Austria-Hungarian Emperor Franciscus I with Russian Tsar Alexander I and the King of Prussia. And they had a meeting on the Brandis Castle to make a policy, to make a tactics against Napoleon. And they did an agreement to organize soldiers, armies, for the big Battle of Nations. And it was done then in 1813.
The last emperor to own the chateau was Charles I of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. After the end of the First World War in 1918, the chateau housed companies, flats, stores, and was used for workshops for some 80 years, until it came into the hands of the municipality in 1995.
In 2004, we finished a big reconstruction of the building, of the internal court with nice sgraffitos, and also in the first floor, all halls, apartments of the emperors, about 25 different rooms and halls had been reconstructed, and now they are open to the public. We have here the big historic exposition to see and to read a lot of authentic things, history of Brandis Castle, of the family of imperators. Very interesting.
From May to September, the public can visit the Chateau Chapel, the Knights Hall, military halls, and graphic art exhibition. The Tuscan Library of the National Museum, also open to the public, commemorates Archduke Ludwig Salvatore, a renowned scholar of the Tuscan Habsburgs who traveled the world and had an extensive collection of books and drawings at the chateau. The castle grounds are also used for weddings, concerts, and festivities. Part of the chateau is still used by private companies. There's a recording studio, cable television studio, but also a wine shop and a wine bar.